This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
This morning, we're celebrating the start of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and we're so excited to have on the phone our next guest to talk about her brand new show, Fiona O'Loughlin Addresses a Nation. Fiona, good morning.
You guys are the best. Well, yes, it's a strong title, isn't it?
It's a very strong title, but before we get into that, Mikey wants to find out some history of you. He's very excited.
Plus, yeah. I want to learn about your journey to Comedy Queen. I mean, you lived in Alice Springs for 27 years writing for the local paper, and then just crazy, out of the blue, in 2001, you win the Best Newcomer Award at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is just unreal. I mean, had you always wanted to be a comedian?
Well, I was 36 when I turned professional, but I started when I was 27. And I remember coming to Melbourne on an arts grant from the Territory on a bus. I came on a McCartney bus.
Well, it's the only way to get out of Alice, bud, isn't it? You've got to get on a bus.
Well, no one back then could, you know, afford flights. I got a government grant, but I didn't want to be greedy. I thought that would be too selfish, catching a plane.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. So I caught a McCafferty's bus, 3 days it took, and I got to Melbourne and walked into the Star and Garter and saw Bob Franklin and Brad Oakes. They were the first two comedians I saw, and I was bitten from that day. I was like, I've got it. All I wanted to achieve, really, was headlining in a comedy club one day.
Yeah, right. And,
so
wow.
That's as far as I thought comedy went.
Look, Fiona, you seem to have appeared in multiple reality shows. We've seen you on Dance with the Stars, Celebrity Apprentice, and even last year being Queen of the Jungle. Do you have an addiction to reality shows? Are we going to see you as the next Bachelorette?
Yeah. No, I want my own reality show. I think, why not watch me watch television, although that's Gogglebox.
Yes, they're stealing my job, and they didn't bring me back, but that's okay. We won't talk about that live on air.
Well, all I care about now is, I am obsessed with reality television. I have been since Sylvania Waters.
Oh, yes. Well, that's showing our age. We wait to talk. Mike is very young. He hasn't heard about Sylvania Waters.
I'm still a big brother type of person.
Okay, well, it was a Western, Mikey. But it's just, I don't necessarily like doing them. I just got roped into them through dodgy agents over the years. I really love I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, though. That's such a cool, because it's so organic. Like, producers don't talk to you. It's a human zoo. And I love that, you know, anyone, the whole family can watch it.
That is so true. What do you think of this year's celebrities?
I nearly lost my mind watching the first episode. The yelling. It was like there was a heightened school camp atmosphere. They were too overexcited. Jackie Lambie yelling, I'm going to kick your ass. Go away. I would have hoped a leopard stole me if I was doing it with them.
Well, I remember saying the same thing, watching one go, I don't think I could have actually spent a day in the jungle with her I think I would have been taken out. Yeah.
I know, and AJ Rochester, they're just so loud. I would have lost my mind. Yeah. I was so lucky. We were a slow burn, our group, you know. Well, I slept for the first 3 days, so we didn't make much of an impact on day one. I was so lucky to have Danny Green and Pete Rosemore.
Yeah, we had such a good group around you. We do want to know about your brand new show, Fiona O'Loughlin Addresses the Nation. Please give us the scoop. What do we expect? What should we expect?
Well, I suddenly realised that my age group, we're the new grown-up. We're in charge of the world.
Oh, God. No, just think of, God help me, if you give me control of the steering wheel, we're in trouble.
Big time. It's game over at that stage, Tom.
I'm a baby boomer, technically, and I just want to tell anyone who'll come to my show, it's what went down, you know, and I think it's really important to, you know, share the story. We all learn from stories. I think it's hilarious. Well, you know, we came from a generation, and it's not dogging the generation before me or the generation after me. I think every generation gets kinder, without a doubt. I think we improve a little bit, every generation. I'm a futurist, but there's some idiots that need to be taken to task.
So that's what your new show's about, because usually your show usually shines a light on your own life. You're extremely honest, you're funny.
It's almost like I'm the butt of the joke and I'm the idiot and I screwed up. I'm sick of it.
So this time you're going to turn the line and you're basically going to call out all the dickheads that we find here in Australia.
Yeah, poor old Nicole. She's going down.
Oh, Nicole's going down. Well, at least you know if you insult Nicole, you're not going to get any reaction because that forehead ain't moving, whether she's happy or sad. I mean,
you can just tell me, Fiona, thank you so much for coming in and giving us your time. It's been so lovely to chat to you.
Oh, you're the best, and I'll come in physically.
Yes, we would love
face
it.
Face to face next time.
Look, Fiona O'Loughlin addresses the nation. He's currently playing at the Athenaeum Theatre until Sunday the 7th of April. All tickets info at thecomedyfestival.com.au, but also check out Fiona's website, fionao.com.au, for all other tour information. Fiona, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with your show. We'll see you there and we'll talk to you very soon.
Hey, beautiful boy.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fiona.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.